Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC Big Glacier Radio 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And today's stardate, 10,299. Yes, 10,299 days ago, Pluto had its New Year's Day, rounding the Sun in its 248-year journey around the solar system. All right, let's move on. Next up is the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. Well, we have a meeting. This is on November 16th, 7 p.m. at Glacier View School. 7 p.m., November 16th, Glacier View School. We have an agenda that will start off with the Pledge of Allegiance in the minutes and the Treasurer's Report. Then we'll have a call for the Glacier View Community Council Archives. This is an informal accounting of people and events in our community to be recorded in the archives. Our Vice President, Fred Hirschman, is the chair and gathering stories probably with our new digital recorder that will then be transcribed to paper. We'll save the audio recordings, but we'll also have it fully typed out, which will be really great. We will have a student report from one of the students about the activities in the school, and we have no financial expenditures on the agenda as of now. It's been a busy week for the MATSU Senior Services. We've signed up 3 more people to Meals on Wheels here in Glacier View. So, I don't know, about 12 to 14 people signed up now. I don't know the exact number. But Meals on Wheels is a program run by the MATSU Senior Services. We want to stay healthy and stay independent, so we stay home. So sign up for Meals on Wheels. For more information, call the MATSU Senior Services or talk to me, Joseph Davis, Community Council President here in Glacier View. But if you're in Palmer, you can call the MATSU Senior Services, Palmer or Wesela, the Butte. If you're in the borough, call the MATSU Senior Services. Meals on Wheels, what do they do? In Glacier View, they drive a truck up once a week, and the truck is in 2 halves. One half is heated, has hot meals, the other half is frozen, cold meals. They have digital readouts and even alarms in the truck in the cab, so the driver knows that the meals are staying properly heated and properly chilled. Since Glacier View is so far away, the truck driver goes to each home and delivers 6 frozen meals and 1 hot meal. These meals are balanced diet. They're good diets. They're a little underflavored and they're a little undersalted. Another way of saying that is spice it to your own taste and put salt into your own tastes. A lot of older people are salt challenged, and so a low salt diet is really the thing. Staying healthy helps us to stay independent, stay in our homes with 1 balanced, healthy meal a day from the MATSU Senior Services. So when we are healthier, we are more independent. And by the way, for every month in a senior citizen center home, that's comparable to 7 years of Meals on Wheels. Now, us older folks have spent our lives paying into the tax system. This is mostly federal funded. Meals on Wheels is mostly federal funded. So we've paid into it and we want to stay independent and we want to stay home. Meals on Wheels helps us to do so. All right, that's it for Meals on Wheels. We will talk about the emergency call list at the meeting. We have a 911 emergency call list. We're merging that with the community phone book for a comprehensive Glacier View community phone listing. Now, this is a private listing. It's voluntary. It's only if you want to sign up. If you're not on the list, when it comes out, it'll be coming out, I believe, this Thursday, the 16th. If you're not on the list and you want to be on it, we can easily add it to you. We will be emailing it to putting out the Community Council newsletter as a PDF after the 16th. And so check around. Also look around. Is your neighbor on it? If your neighbor's not on it, it's a good thing to be on. Now, in an emergency, 911 is the number to call. Even if you live in Glacier View and you need an ambulance, call 911. Why is that the fastest? Because the 911 dispatch knows to call the EMTs in Glacier View. So our own Rachel and our own Lexi and our own Tim, who are EMTs and the drivers. Rick is the driver. I don't know who the other drivers are. But they live in Glacier View. They're called first so they can get the ambulance. It's located about mile 95 on Victory Road. So that's the fastest. Now, sometimes you have a kind of an emergency, but it's not really an ambulance emergency or 911. Maybe you just ask something you need moved or something won't move. The call list is a handy thing to have. We had a small fire we put out last May as a group on the 911 with the emergency call list. So we're going to be displaying the new list if it's out, hopefully, at the community council meeting, but again, it'll be in the newsletter. So it'll go out to everybody. We'll discuss the Facebook, our Glacier View Community Council Facebook page, goals and ideas. We will look for new business for community enterprise suggestions. That's generally speaking our after school program or evening programs. What do we want to do this winter? For one, myself, me, Joseph Davis, I'm considering bringing back Bread and Jam Night. And that is once a month, maybe twice a month, music night, probably right here at my laboratory. That's where I'm recording this program, right out of my own recording booth. Okay, what does a recording booth mean? It's a little tiny three-channel mixer and a USB mic and a laptop. That's a recording studio, and it's very portable, too. If you are interested in hosting your own radio program, go talk to Mike Malevsky at Radio Free Palmer, right downtown, right next to Fireside Books. Look up there and you can see Radio Free Palmer. Nice logo. Talk to Mike and see about your program ideas, and he can even help you get started. So, we'll be looking for new community ideas. We'll have a call for the good of the order, and we'll decide about the December Community Council meeting date. That'll be it for the Glacier View Community Council meeting, the 16th of November. Next up is Garage Science. This is kind of my informal notes about things that are going on here in David's laboratory and things that are of interest. Now, about 5 weeks ago, maybe 6 weeks now, I happened to be in Milan, Italy. I was down that way to go visit Aerogel. There's the Aerogel in Italy is a company that produces aerogel, and it produces products using aerogel. So, what is aerogel? Well, aerogel is a synthetic, porous, ultralight material, and by ultralight, I mean in its purest form, it is lighter than air, derived from a gel, in which the liquid component of the gel has been replaced with a gas. So the result is a solid and extremely low density and low thermal conductivity. Nicknames for aerogel include frozen smoke, solid air, solid cloud, blue smoke, owing to its translucent nature and the way light scatters in the material. It's kind of reminds you of snow or maybe even glacier ice, I guess. You know, when you look at the glacier and you see that blue, when you look at aerogel and it has that blue haze. I was showing some to my friend just this afternoon, and I had some very pure aerogel in a small glass vial. I poured it in my hand and it disappeared. It didn't float away. It's not that pure, but the sun was coming in through the window at an angle. And it was so bright, I had to move into the shadow so we could even tell that it was still in my hand, although we could feel it. When we got into the shadows, then we could see the blue shimmer. It is really, I never did feel it except when I put my finger on it. It feels like fragile, expanded polystyrene to the touch. And aerogels can be made from a variety of chemical compounds. It was first created by Samuel Stephens Kistler in 1931 as a result of a bet with Charles Learned over who could replace the liquid in jellies with the gas without causing shrinkage. Now, aerogels are produced by extracting the liquid component of a gel through supercritical drying. This allows the liquid to be slowly dried off without causing the solid matrix in the gel to collapse from capillary action. Okay, so now I'm looking at a picture in Wikipedia. Aerogel. A-E-R-O-G-E-L. I have some samples of it myself because they kindly gave me some at this firm in Italy. I want to tell you about the uniqueness of Western thought and the uniqueness of Eastern thought. So, the first thing, when I went to this aerogel factory, production center, research center, invention center in Italy, in Modena, first thing the fellow says to me, we've been in communication for some months about my coming to visit. And he said, turned to me and he said, after the greetings, after getting coffee, going into the conference room, he said, you can't afford it. Just like that, set off the conversation, freeing me up from concerns of, oh, trying to look official. Now, he knew I was just me. I'm Davis Laboratory here in Glacier View. Well, it's just me. It's not even a company. It's just, as I say, me. And he started right off, you can't afford it. In other words, I can't afford to insulate my building with aerogel because I don't need to. It's very expensive. It's very wonderful. If you have a quarter inch thick aerogel and put a torch on one side, you can put crayons there. They will not melt. You can put a rose there. It won't harm the rose. You can put your hand there. It won't get hot. In fact, they were climbing Mount Everest, so somebody made aerogel parkas to test aerogel. Well, it's so thin. I don't know how thick it was for the parkas, quarter of an inch, maybe. And it's so good in thermal non-conductivity that the parkas were no good for Mount Everest because they got too hot in them. Those thin coats, because you know, we know in Alaska, it's all about layers. You have to regulate temperature by taking off one layer, opening up your parka, but you're wearing a vest underneath that and a sweater underneath that and a wool shirt underneath that, maybe long johns underneath that, depending on the climate you're in and how cold it is. So we know it's all about ventilation. Well, when your coat is a quarter of an inch thick, and boom, that's it. Too hot. So aerogel is amazing. It's used in foundries and refineries. It's used in, up in Fairbanks, the fort there, they put in a new gym. And the windows in the second floor, they're translucent. Aerogel is translucent. So they fill the windows with aerogel. Their aerogel panels, and the R value is so high, it lets the light through. You can't read through it, you can't see the scenery through it, but it lets the light through. So high R value, they could have big windows in the upper mezzanine track so that the light coming through and it's not dark up there. I know in Seattle, in some architecture firms, they're putting it in some panels in the walls of I saw the example in this one architectural firm in Seattle. So they let the light through, but not losing the heat from inside, or even if it's too hot outside, it'll protect you from heat. Aerogel is really good. Cool. Look it up. A-E-R-O-G-E-L. And that's what I had to say on garage science, but I have some. It's really fun. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with aerogel. So, in talking with this fellow in Italy, this Italian fellow, Alberto, he said that the Chinese have recently purchased, I think like last year, a percentage of the aerogel company in the United States. So now they have access to the information of how it's made and the formulas so that they can then go back to China and work on this and study it, learn more about it. That's a great thing. And so in Italy, they know they can't compete with a big country like China in production. So in Italy, they're working on inventions and alternative uses and very cool uses with aerogel. So they showed me some of the tips and tricks of what they were doing. So keep your eyes open. Aerogel, we're going to see a lot more of it in the very near future. That's it for today's Garage Science. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC Radio, Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from KVRF, Big Cabbage Radio. We're a member-supported community radio station with members just like you. Join Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Be a part of your own local radio station. Do you have an idea for your own program? Let's talk. Okay, now that's my station break, my ID that I give in about the middle of every The Glacier Review program, this program. But I wanted to repeat this. I wanted to let you know our important statement in the values of Radio Free Palmer. Why do we have Radio Free Palmer? Our line is, we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. So what we're talking about is community. We're talking about local radio and building, informing, and celebrating community. Now, this program is the Glacier Review. I live in Glacier View. I participate in activities and events and groups and live here in Glacier View. So I have the Glacier Review to tell you what's going on, keep you informed about Glacier View. And this is for residents of Glacier View, but I try and open up the ideas like aerogel and other things that are going on. So, but we want community through local radio, and community means you can participate. Now, the first thing is, yes, you can go to Radio Free Palmer, and I hope you do, radiofreepalmer.org, and join. And you know what joining means? Yes, donate. An individual membership is a small donation, but you can give more. We can have local businesses in the Palmer area, Glacier View, Sutton, Chickaloon, Dubuque, Wasilla, join and be supporting members, because we are a member-supported community radio station. And that's it to us. We're a nonprofit for community. So let's think about what that means. For me, it's the program, The Glacier Review. Lots of fun things with The Glacier Review. What does it mean for you? We have sports programs. We have The Grade with Carrie Bowling and music. We have a auto program. We just had a story on crime in the Valley. So news reporting. We have interesting things about community, and the holidays are coming up. Last week, I started with some tidbits about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving music, the Thanksgiving genre. So I'm going to ask you, join Radio Free Palmer. Good for you, good for us, good for all of us. Also, you can support Radio Free Palmer in another way. Pick, click, and give. We have pick, click, and give donations every year. This year, it has been an overwhelming support for Radio Free Palmer. I think of the pick, click, and give, that's the PFD, Permanent Fund Dividend, as a business. in Alaska, we are owners of an owner state. This is a rare thing in the United States. I believe we're the only state where we have owner representation for the natural resources. This means the dividend comes from the profits that we have from our resources, the biggest one being oil. So we're owners of an owner state. We get a dividend check, a PFD check. And with click and give, you can donate part of your PFD to nonprofits, including Radio Free Palmer. And thank you all of the people who have donated to Radio Free Palmer to click and give. And year after year, donate to click and give. The next thing is, as a small business owner myself, when I have my income, I take part of my income and I reinvest it in my business. I have to upgrade a computer. I have to pay for some bills. I have to buy a new microphone. I have to buy hard drives for backing up. I have to pay for internet. I invest part of my money, part of my business earnings back into the business. Now, as the PFD checks come out and pick, click, and give, you can take part of your PFD and invest that back into the state. How do we do that? One way is pick, click, and give to Radio Free Palmer, which is investing in your community. It's perfect sense. All right, that's it for Radio Free Palmer, and a shout out to the pick, click, and give fans of Radio Free Palmer. Thank you so very much, and you can donate all year long. All right, look for membership, and remember, if you have a community program, music, sports, science, other interesting things, talk to Mike at Radio Free Palmer there, right next to Fireside Books, right downtown in Palmer. Now, last week we were talking about Thanksgiving music. How about a second helping? This is from the album Second Helping by Lynyrd Skynyrd. The name of this song is Swamp Music. Oh, the album Second Helping with Lynyrd Skynyrd. That is Swamp Music, what a fun beat. All right, let's move on. Next up is the Moody Blues with Lovely to See You. Something in today's program interests you, care to add to the discussion, visit the Glacier Review on Facebook. I will be posting web links, photos, etc. Join the discussion on the Glacier Review on Facebook. All right, till next week, happy Thanksgiving music!